Welcome to episode 58 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. Must be Thursday. Been pushing my nieces to to produce, and we're making progress. And I got them, since I was with them last week, I got them in front of my laptop with a microphone and just to record, to practice recording for the audiobook, got them to record a couple sentences of their books, and I'm going to play those for you here. First up, I'll have Taylor with her book Escaping the Light, and then we'll get into Maddie and her book on drama. Well, and it's not drama, the play, it's the real drama of teenagers. All right, that's this week. Making progress. Books are coming out June 17th. It's pretty exciting. We have a deadline. They're available for pre-order right now on Amazon, and we're it's getting real. All right, here's Maddie and Taylor Dines with a quick little snippet from their books. All right, talk to you next week.
Teenagers aren't taught to meditate or take a moment to focus on themselves for even 15 seconds. This is a way for teenagers to cope with distractions and runaway thoughts, a first step towards a way to eliminate distractions of the world for a bit.
That was Taylor, and here comes Maddie.
Once upon a time, there was a feeling that I couldn't get through high school. Each day was a whirlwind of emotions. You can be in a super happy mood and have a great relationship with all your friends, and then say one wrong thing and the whole world blows up. People have more feelings than they typically know, and when things happen, those feelings get hurt. You realize how much meaning those things or friends have in your life. The final year of high school is supposed to be glorious and all the lasts that are perceived as the best time of your life. Not many people actually have this happen. It's sad, and friend groups go through hard times because they know all will eventually split up. Everyone is stressed out and takes it out on each other, especially girls. It's hard to not stay up every night and stress about anything that has gone wrong or could happen in the future.
Hey there, me again. I just have to finish this because I was just listening and editing and making them say things like pop, pop, pop when they mess up, and then I edit it out. But I'm so proud of my girls. Not even mine, they're my nieces, but I'm proud of them. They're going to do great. It's exciting stuff. All right, I'll put links to their books in the show notes. Thanks for listening, huh? Repossible this week. See you next week.